Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, have you ever gotten up from a chair with a groan and wondered why you feel 10 years older than you should? Yes, I certainly have. Well, some people are opting to discover their body's biological age using epigenetic tests. These tests analyze an individual's DNA to see if they are physically older or younger than their actual age. It is a brave new world. A range of them are available on the Irish market. So reporter Bybrae Holmes went to find out what they are and how they work.
The tests are very easy to do. So one of them we have here, this test here would be the true diagnostics test. So it's a very simple finger prick test. You just take a sample of blood and then send it off. 4 or 5 weeks later, you'll get a report back.
A simple finger prick test sent off in the post, which claims to tell you how old your body actually is. Davit Minahan runs two businesses providing therapies and coaching to those who want to live longer and healthier lives. Step one, establish his client's biological age, something growing numbers of people are doing. So what exactly is your biological age? Professor Cathal McCrory is one of the leads of the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing based at Trinity College Dublin.
So chronological age is how many years has elapsed since your birth. So most of us mark this by the number of candles we blow out on our birthday cake. Biological age is different. It's the age of your body if we look down there at the cells and the molecules, for example.
So if you take one of these tests and it tells you you have a biological age of 25 when it says you're 30 on your birth cert, what is that actually telling you?
It's telling you you'd have the age typical of a 25-year-old. So you're aging better than your chronological age. And on the flip side, then you can have individuals, if it's plus five, essentially means that you're aging faster. So these is what we refer to as biological clocks, because they provide a readout of how fast the clock is ticking for you. And just to say as well that we actually have multiple measures of the clocks. So there's a general one that just tells you how fast you're aging. But more recently, people have developed specific clocks. So they've developed clocks, for example, for your brain age. They've developed clocks for your skin age. They've developed clocks for your musculoskeletal age and so on. So it's a really blossoming kind of field.
I took to the streets of Dublin to find out who might be tempted to take one of these tests.
Only if it was going to give me good news. If it was going to tell me I was 10 years younger than I actually am, I'd be happy with that. But otherwise, no. I think I'd be told that it was I was 10 years older. And I wouldn't like that.
I think I did it a long time ago, though.
And what were the results? What did you find out?
I think I was 5 years younger or so than my actual age.
Yeah. And how did you react to that?
I was delighted. That means I'm very healthy and, you know, healthier than I thought I am, I guess.
I think my body is definitely younger. You wouldn't be able to guess my age.
I'm not going to try.
I'm 57.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So if you were to take one of these tests, first of all, do you think it would be worth taking one of these tests if you were to buy one privately?
I think you should feel happy as you are. And I think if you take that test, if it tells you what you don't want to hear, it might work against you.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
I'm happy with not putting a number on the age. Like, I'll stick with the day to day.
These kits can cost hundreds of euro each. So who exactly is taking them? Davit Minahan says he is part of the biohacker movement, a group of individuals who carry out experiments on themselves to increase their biological age. But he says interest in these tests has grown, and now his clients come from a much more varied background.
It's such a wide variety now at this point. So it used to be the headbanger biohackers like myself around 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whereas now you get all sorts. So you get the worried well, you know, our kind of age group, basically anywhere from 30 upwards to around 40, 45. And then you'd be looking at probably the late 50s into early 60s. And they'd be kind of two big groups. But I suppose everyone's open to it. Like, I work with some athletes as well, and they're very open to it as well. It is a good, it's a good benchmark and a good proxy to actually set yourself against and try and work back from there. There's people competing then as well to try and bring down their age on this. There is a fascinating website, and it's a league table. And what it is it's people globally that are trying to drive down their numbers.
And do you often get your clients getting their results back and going, God, I'm really surprised about that? You know, is there anyone who said, oh, I just live on chips and it's telling me I'm 10 years younger than I am? Or do you get anyone being upset with what they find?
Yeah, absolutely. You get all sorts of emotions. People coming through, people, you know, expecting to be a lot younger than they were, or people expecting to be older and being younger, and some people that just don't care.
He uses these tests along with a range of other measurements and devices. But for anyone who is interested in buying a biological aging kit, Professor McCrory said they should be used with caution.
I wouldn't read too much into a single estimate, because we know there's lots of factors can affect your biological age. So, for example, it can very depend on which lab you have your test done in. So we did an experiment a little while ago where we sent the same DNA from the same person taken on the same day, and we sent it to different labs for them to process it. And each of the labs give us back a slightly different age for that individual. And that it can depend on how much DNA is in the wells and how much concentration there is and so on. But it can also be affected by other factors. So, for example, there's some research suggests that the season during which you do the blood draw or you take the saliva sample can influence your biological age. The time of day that you get the test done, if you get it done closer to lunchtime, for some reason, you tend to be older biologically than if you get it done in the mornings. But there's other things as well can influence, like the stage of your menstrual cycle, whether you've got a virus and so on. So this is the reason why we kind of say they're not ready yet for individual clinical use. For example, if I found for you were 5 years older than your chronological age, I wouldn't be saying, oh, you need an immediate hospital visit. They're not diagnostic tests. That's not what they're used for. But it's also worth noting that there's a margin of error that comes with these tests. So let's assume you get a biological age back. So you're 35 years of age, and we give you a age back, and it says you're 40 years of age. Well, there's a margin of error between about 4 and 5 years. So essentially, you might have spent 300, 400 euro on a test to tell you that your biological age is 35 years plus or minus 5. So you could be as young as 30 and you could be as old as 40. So you've essentially spent 400 euro to get a test done to tell you that you're essentially the same age as you are chronologically within a margin of error.
So what are these tests used for? Why are scientists like yourself using them?
So we use the test. So scientifically, we use the test to try and unravel the environment, how the environment influences how you age. So when I talk to people about aging, most people will say something like, oh, they're aging well, really well, because they've got good genes. It's all to do with the genetics. But actually, we know from the research that genes explain only between about 25 to 30% of how long you live. The remaining 70% is going to be explained by environmental factors and chance factors that you encounter across your life. So these are things like lifestyle related factors, you know, the quality of your diet, your sleep quality, whether you smoke, whether you drink to excess, whether you're physically active, whether you've got a large number of friends in your friendship group, your social network, and so on. We've shown that all of these things influence how old you are biologically, or at least the data seems to suggest that they influence how old you're aging.
Interest in measuring and improving aging is exploding. Martin O'Dea set up a conference of world leaders in the field called the Longevity Summit. It has been held in Dublin since 2022. He said these types of tests could change the future of healthcare and improve focus on preventative medicine, catching issues and staving off diseases before they happen.
I hope it's the future. Like, I get the paradigm we have at the moment is, like, we don't go into an Irish GP if we're not sick, you know? And by the way, this is the same almost everywhere in the world. You don't, because you're embarrassed to be taking the place of someone who is sick. You know, there's a queue of people there. You don't want to be going in. And while that makes sense for an individual moment, at a societal level, that makes no sense. When you have the capacity to be preventive, and when you have the capacity to bring someone in and say, okay, look, here's your health trajectory, and as much as we can tell, these are the things we would love you to do, and we would love you to come back in again and be assessed. So this is something that can have governmental leadership that can facilitate, let's say everybody has a screening once every 2 years or something that's paid for by the government. That actually has, it, like, it's not me saying this, there are plenty of economists and stuff that have looked at this, has huge savings for the government in the long run, because the cost of care for people in the last number of years of their life is extraordinarily high. And also, the longer they're sick, the less productivity you have, etc. Without being too economic about it, but that's the reality, is a government looks at finances, and there are huge savings to having proper preventive medical involvement. So that isn't the case in the moment. It's not the case in that many countries. I can say that the Middle East is really flying ahead in this area. And I have a feeling some of those countries will do even nationwide programs in the coming years. And that may then wake up other countries to doing something similar.
Yes, by Barry Holmes there, reporting for us on epigenetic tests that can give you your actual biological age. Someone did text in saying, what difference does it make if you have a biological age when you're hit by a bus? Make sure you're wearing clean underwear just in case. I think that may be partially a Billy Connolly joke there, tied in to a text about biological ages.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.